Saturday morning huddle on Mix 101.7, and now about to hear from Sioux Central coach Brandon Goodchild as the Rebels lose a heartbreaker last night in Sioux Rapids 9-6 in overtime to Fort Dodge St. Edmund. A nail biter, Brandon, but tough to be on the losing end of games like that.
Yeah, you know, it sure is. You kind of look back at it and you see, you know, special teams are a big part of the game when they scored on a block punt and got 6 points on that in the first half as well.
Yeah, so was that the first score of the game that you said they got on that block punt?
No, actually, we went down and scored on our first drive and then didn't get the extra point. And they blocked the punt in the second quarter there and scored on it. And the only other score of the game was them kicking a field goal in overtime to get the 3 points.
Yeah, we'll go into overtime here momentarily, but that drive you scored on, how much of the field did that cover, and how was that finished off?
Carter Beckman finished it off with a 4-yard run. He did a nice job for us in the backfield there last night. He kind of was all over the place. He ended up playing tackle some the night as well, so... It was a 70-yard drive finished off in the first quarter there to get our 6 points.
And the second half, defenses getting the job done. Did either team have an excellent scoring chance or two?
You know, we defensively, you can't be disappointed in us defensively. We held them to 80 yards rushing. So I was pleased defensively. We just... offensively, we had penalties that kept setting us back, and you know, offsides and holding and just you know, numerous things there that set us back each time, and you can't have that.
All right, so overtime, they get the football first and wind up with a field goal. Did they move it closer to get it equivalent to an extra point?
No, you know they had, it was a first and 10, each team gets first and 10, mm-hmm. And we held them on third down, and they decided they were going to kick a field goal. We get the ball, and it was fourth and 4 from the goal, from the 4-yard line there, and we decided we were going to go for it, and we didn't get it.
And so St. Ed's hangs on for the 3-point victory. Any other individuals you want to mention for their work on either side of the ball?
You know, I guess the same thing I said before. Defensively, I guess we can't be disappointed in what we did defensively because we held them to 80 yards rushing. We just got to do a little better job of the penalties. And obviously, special teams is a huge part of the game, and we know that.
Mm-hmm. And so week 9, you'll be playing at North Union, a team that you've played pretty much every, if not every year, I think, since they formed.
Right. They're going to be a good team. You know, they're going to be pretty basic in what they do offensively, but they're pretty forceful up front, it looks like.
Well, hopefully a positive end to the season for you a week from now as Sioux Central comes up short 9-6 in overtime to Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Rebels coach Brandon Goodchild, thanks for the time, Brandon, and good luck next week.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.